We're in a light southerly flow of air today, bringing a slightly milder air, and then a weak storm from the west is going to give us some precipitation this afternoon and tonight. Doesn't look like a big storm, but there can be some rain and snow at first, and then as the temperature drops a few degrees tonight, we will get snow. Most likely accumulation is about an inch out of this. Some places might get as much as three. High today 36, low tonight 29. Tomorrow the little storm should be gone, but the clouds may linger with a high about 35 degrees, and then for Christmas Day, cloudy, a little bit milder, a little rain, and wouldn't be surprised if some fog breaks out. High 38. It'll be milder on Monday, then colder Tuesday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
Did you hear that choir music behind the intro?
I did. I think that I should be introduced that way all the time, with the choir of angels.
What was it? Oh, this is what it was. Here it is.
At least it wasn't Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
I can almost guarantee that Attorney John Cabranes has never been introduced with this kind of music.
No, that's true. Usually it's more pomp and circumstance.
This is pretty pompy and circumstantial.
Well, yeah, I know. We have a special guest today.
We do. We'll get to that in a minute. Let's just enjoy the righteous and holiness of the Christmas season. All right, that's enough of that. Welcome in to this fresh and live edition of the Cabranes Law Hour. It is coming up to 10 minutes after 1 o'clock. That means you're listening live. That means you have an opportunity to talk to attorney John Cabranes, who really knows a lot about the law. This is what I've learned from you and about you over these many months. You actually are knowledgeable about two things in life, law and hockey.
Law and hockey. That's true.
So you can give him a call. And you know better than anybody that there's a lot of people year-round, but especially this time of year for some reason, that have legal issues in their lives, or they know somebody who does.
Well, I can guarantee you that among our listening audience today,
yes,
within sometime this weekend or in the next week, you will come face to face with a police officer who will put you through some field sobriety tests and may arrest you. And if you do, come and talk to us, because for 20 years we've been doing OWIs, and we know how to do them. 262-638-0529. Now, I hope it's not you. My hope is that you're smart enough that if you're going to go out and you're going to drink, that you're going to take somebody with you who's going to drive the vehicle. But if you make the mistake, and there's a lot of good people out there that don't realize how much they've had to drink until maybe they're on the road. If you have that misfortune, give us a call. But take a designated driver with you.
That's a very good bit of advice, but I will tell you this, that recently I heard about a relatively good friend of mine who's a bartender, and he had just come off his shift, and he reeked of whiskey and beer, had not had one drink, was pulled over because he had a taillight out, explained to the officer that he had not been drinking, that he was a bartender. The officer did not care. He smelled the alcohol, took him in, processed him, gave him the blood test, found out it was hours and hours. They booked him. He went through the entire process, and now he's filing a civil lawsuit.
Well,
it's not just, you might come in contact with a police officer even if you haven't been drinking.
Well, that's true, but here is what I will tell you about OWIs. There must be a special report writing class in the police academy that tells them how to write a report for an OWI, because every single OWI report I have ever seen contains some version of of a line that says, I approached a vehicle and I noticed a strong odor of intoxicants emanating from the vehicle or from the driver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they talk about glassy eyes and slurred speech and things like that. Now, with your friend, I got to tell you that he might have a really good complaint in terms of being able to fight the OWI, because it's not enough that you smell of intoxicants. You have to actually be impaired. And so the way they try to determine whether you're impaired is in some cases they have a PBT, a portable breathalyzer test. You just basically blow into a straw, and it gives you a readout that sort of gives them a sort of a rough idea of what your blood alcohol is, because they're not terribly accurate, and they're not actually allowed to be used at a trial. But then, you know, that, the horizontal gaze nystagmus, which they basically take a pen or a light, and you have to track along with it, and they watch your eyeball twitching, that'll give them some clues if you're intoxicated. They'll do field sobriety tests, and, you know, not only is it your ability to actually perform the field sobriety test, but they're actually looking at how well you follow their instructions. Because if you don't follow their instructions, that's one of the clues that you may be intoxicated. So, if they didn't go through that process with him and they just basically hooked him up because he smelled like alcohol,
Isn't the smell just probable cause?
Well, the smell is reasonable suspicion.
Okay.
So what happens is, let's say they got to have a reason to stop you first. So let's say
in this case he had a tail light out.
Okay, perfect. And so what happens is, what the law says, that if you are conducting a traffic stop, that you have to complete that traffic stop in the quickest way possible. And that you're not allowed to go on wild goose chases and basically pull people out of cars and things like that.
But he reeked of booze.
Well, what happens is you come up to the car, and your initial stop, your reasonable suspicion for stopping him, is the busted taillight. And then what happens is now you come up to the car, you smell the booze, and now you have additional reasonable suspicion that some other offense may have taken place, and then you can start that investigation.
But he wasn't glassy-eyed. He was tired because he had just come off his shift. He reeked of alcohol, and they still pulled him in. And here's the other point for you beautiful humans out there this time of the year. They're looking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is a major money-making, you know, God bless law enforcement. But there's a lot of people out there drinking and driving right now, and they're looking.
In Wisconsin, I think I saw something recently. If Wisconsin isn't the top state for drinking and driving, it's one of the top two or three.
You've seen the T-shirt, right? The logo? It's a map of the great state of Wisconsin, and the caption is, "Out drinking your state since 1848. Truer words were never written.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's pretty impressive. It really is. And I came out here from California over 20 years ago, and I thought I had seen some party animals out there, but Wisconsinites.
It's in our blood, bro. We're Eastern European, we're German, we're Polish, we're Norwegian.
And you need the antifreeze.
Well, it just comes with the terror. Exactly. We're from the cold climes. It's dark during this time of year. It's depressing. We need a little holiday cheer now and then.
Yeah. Let's introduce our guest. Thinks that I'm old?
She's already chimed in. No, I'm not going to do that yet. Speaking of holiday cheer, I'm very disappointed.
What's that?
Because you promised me a certain holiday gift. You asked me what specific adult beverage I like to imbibe in. I was very specific with you. And I don't have bupkis to show for it.
Because I ran out of the office today. I didn't want to be late, and I forgot to bring it with me. But I promise you that you will have your rum chata
before Friday. That's exactly what I like. You know what they say about excuses, Attorney Cabranes?
Yes, they're like elbows. Everybody has one.
They're like armpits. Everybody has them, and they all stink.
Ah,
wow. I cleaned that up for the radio. We're talking to you guys live, and I know you've got legal questions. You're listening to the radio right now on WRJN. The numbers are 634-WRJN, 634-9756 to ask your legal question. of Attorney John Cabranes, even though it's Festivus, even though it is the Friday before Christmas. You can still, and you should, ask Attorney John Cabranes any legal question you have by calling 634-WRJN. That is 634-9756. And now, without any further ado, please welcome to the microphones here at your radio friend, Melanie Mucklin. Good afternoon, Melanie.
Hello.
Get close to the microphone.
Is that better?
Is this your inaugural voyage on the radio?
Yes, this is my first time.
Ever on the radio?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Paige has been on before.
Has she?
Yeah, she was great. You have a lot to live up to.
Oh, man. Should have told me that before you asked me.
No, we're glad to have you. Melanie and Paige take charge of the office here. And Attorney Cabranes, pretty impressive fellow.
Oh, very impressive. Yeah. Fun to talk to, too.
Fun to talk to.
Old.
Smart. You keep focusing on this old. What is this old that you speak of?
Oh, I know. Just an inside joke.
634-WRJN is the number to call. 634-9756 to talk to Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine on the Cabranes Law Hour, coincidentally, on WRJN. Caller, you are on the air with Attorney Cabranes. Good afternoon.
No.
They
denied.
Gone. They gone. Call back if you got disconnected. 634-WRJN. The number is available, 634-9756. So, Melanie, German, Polish, or Norwegian, what are you?
None of the above.
None of the above.
None of the above.
I
really?
Am South Korean.
South Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And how did your family end up in the United States? Oh! America from South Korea.
I am adopted, and I came to Kenosha when I was about 4 months old. My adopted mom was a social worker and placed adopted children with their families, and she always wanted to adopt. She had her first child, who is my brother, naturally, and then she adopted my older sister, Jewel, from Calcutta, India. And then 3 years later, she asked to specifically get two twin daughters from Asia, and they told her it could take up to 10 years, and they called within a year saying we are ready to come home.
Wow, that is amazing. And from South Korea to Kenosha?
South Korea to Kenosha.
How old were you?
About 4 months. 4 months old.
Well, you have a good Wisconsin accent.
I know.
For a South Korean.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very Americanized.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. 634-WRJN is the American radio station number to call. 634-9756. We're going to try again. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with Attorney John Cabranes.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you? Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, great. Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm calling because I, one time, was working at the Oasis here in Racine. And, you know, there was a party going on, a lot of people, gay old time. And, you know, of course, there's beer behind the concession stand, and I had to deal with that. And, you know, I got beer spilt on my legs, my outfit, whatnot. But anyway, as I was coming home, I was approached by an officer, and I was treated very badly. The officer told me to go against the car, spread my legs. He did the whole 9 yards of search. He threw everything out of my trunk. He got me as a DWI because he said I smelled like alcohol, and I says, you know, why am I not getting a breathalyzer test? And he says, you are considered that you've been drinking.
Well,
I was very mistreated. I never went to a
What happened after that?
They gave me a DWI ticket.
And what did you do? Did you plead to it?
I pleaded not guilty, and they said the officer said I smelled like alcohol, and I said yes, but I was working at the beach, distributing alcohol, and at that time it's busy, things get spilt. You can't help that, but that's what happened. And he says, no, you are considered a person that has alcohol on them, and he arrested me.
Well, I'll tell you that you should have fought it. You should have fought it. Did you have a lawyer?
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't.
Because, you know, you break down OWI cases into kind of three stages of the case. At least when I look at the police reports, I'm looking at three different things. I'm looking at the why did they stop you in the first place? That's the first thing I'm looking for. So
he says you're leaving the beach. I assume you were drinking, and I said, "No, sir, I wasn't."
Okay.
I was distributing the beer.
Let me just stop you there. Okay. The fact that you're leaving either a tavern or a beach or a party, that's not reasonable suspicion to stop you. The law is very clear on what reasonable suspicion is. The cop has to have reasonable suspicion that you have either committed, are committing, or about to commit a crime. Those are the three things reasonable suspicion deals with. And it's got to be an articulable suspicion. So they have to be able to say, this is specifically what I thought. And I got to tell you, most judges, if they just hear the cop say, she was leaving a place where alcohol was being served, if that's all they have to stop you, that case is getting tossed. So I'll tell you that right out of the gate. Now, if let's say for the sake of argument, like Glenn's friend, you had a burnt taillight or a broken taillight, and so now they smell the alcohol, now they've got to basically pull you out of the car and do field sobriety tests. You don't necessarily have to complete all of the field sobriety tests. For example, if you get out of the car and you fall flat on your face, they're not going to do field sobriety tests on you because it's not going to be safe to do those field sobriety tests. So the rule is what they call the totality of the circumstances. You know, what's going on? What do they see? Glassy eyes, slurred speech. I've seen police reports where people have urinated on themselves, and that's going to be something that they're going to take into account. And obviously, if they do the field sobriety tests and you don't follow their instructions, you can't perform the test, or they give you a portable breathalyzer test and you peg the needle. That's going to lead to your arrest, and then at that point they're either going to take you for blood, or they're going to take you to in front of the intoximeter machine, where they're going to take a breath sample. So that's the process that they have to go through, and what an attorney looks for is why did they stop you? The probable cause, the reasonable suspicion to stop. Why did they arrest you? Which is probable cause to arrest. And what are the basic facts in the case? Is there something that is particular to that case? Can I fight the blood draw? Can I fight the breathalyzer test? Can I fight the reasonable suspicion? Because if I have something to hang my hat on, I might be able to get the blood test thrown out. I might be able to get the whole case thrown out. I'll give you an example. About 7-8 years ago, I had a guy who was driving up Durand, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, and he had clearly just left a tavern. In fact, a cop picked him up pretty much as he was pulling out of the tavern, and followed him, and eventually stopped him and cited him for OWI. The cop's reason for stopping him was that he was weaving within his lane. Now, the rule is that if you cross the lines, if you go over to the right and you cross the fog line, or you go over to the left and you cross into another lane or maybe oncoming traffic, that's a valid reason to stop you. But the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin has said that you get the whole lane. So you can go from the right side of the lane to the left side of the lane and back to the right side of the lane. And as long as you don't cross over that line, that's not reason for the cop to stop you. So, you know, it's a totality of the circumstances test there too. So, you know, if you're weaving, if you're changing speeds a lot, you know, things like that, that may be something that the cop can use to say, well, I believe them to be impaired, and that's why I pulled them over. But just one single point on that graph isn't going to get the job done in terms of reasonable suspicion. So You should have had a lawyer. And I know it's water under the bridge now. But those are the kind of things that when you go to see a lawyer, especially a lawyer who's been doing OWIs for a while, they're going to take a look at that police report and they're going to start picking out things that they might be able to create a problem with. And in the case that I mentioned to you, that case was eventually dismissed because the judge essentially threw out everything that followed from that illegal stop, including the blood draw. So, you know.
What ended up happening to you, caller?
Oh, I got bailed out. I mean, I actually had to call a friend. They got me out. I had to go through the whole nine yards. I had to go through the schooling.
Well, hold on. Did they ever give you a breathalyzer or a blood test?
No, it was. I kept saying, "Well, where are my rights? Where's my breathalyzer?" No, you're considered drinking. And I says, wait a second. You stop me. You put the lights on, the squad light, the siren. You tell me to get out. You put the lights in front of my face. You tell me to spread it. You're throwing things out of my trunk. I says, what is going on here? I mean, I'm a citizen. I know my rights. And the guy just never gave me a chance and just threw me a ticket. I mean, I never was dealt like that in my entire life.
How long ago was that?
This is last summer. Mm-hmm.
Did you lose your license?
Yes.
Do you have it back yet?
Pardon?
Do you have it back yet?
No.
Oh, you got somebody at the door. Merry Christmas.
Yes, I do.
Well, good luck to you, and I'm sorry you had that experience, but I don't want
that ever to happen to anybody. That's exactly. Horrible.
Yeah. It's a horrible experience, yeah.
All right, well, have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know that driving while stinking of alcohol was illegal.
It's not. In fact, you can actually be drinking alcohol. Well, not while you're, that frightened me.
That was Melanie's phone going off. What was that? Was that a text?
Yes, it was.
Somebody texting her saying, I'm hearing you on the radio. There are jury instructions that the judges read to the jury in trials, and the jury is supposed to follow those instructions. And each jury instruction has notes from the people who prepared the jury instructions. And on the OWI jury instruction, it specifically says that you have to be impaired, that it is not enough that you have been drinking. You have to actually allow that alcohol to impair you in the operation of a motor vehicle. So the smelling of alcohol, that's just a clue that you might be impaired, but that's not impairment. That's why they do the other field sobriety tests.
Well, in the first half of this December 23rd Cabranes Law Hour, the lesson that we have learned is do not over-imbibe and drive, nor bathe in beer before you get behind the wheel.
Well, you can bathe in beer. I mean, I'm sure it does something for your skin. Probably dry it out because there's alcohol in it.
I think washing your hair with beer is good, though, isn't it, Mel?
I have no idea. I'm not a big drinker at all, so.
Well, just research that, will you?
Okay.
You do a lot of research for us at the radio station.
Hopefully.
Which we're very happy that you do. And, of course, you and Paige take charge on the Wingstop trivia question every day.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we give a trivia question out. We don't just give the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop away. Because we believe in actually earning
exactly.
those things.
Exactly.
No participation trophies here, Attorney Cabranes.
Am I eligible to win the 30 pack?
It's a very good question.
Because I'm not an employee of Magnum Media.
Yeah, I guess you probably would be. Monty Osterman, the supervisor from Racine County, won it. And then he gave it to the Segway Homeless Shelter.
Very nice.
Which I thought was pretty cool. So.
Well, that was very cool. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about OWIs, and, you know, Attorney Cabranes has got mucho experience with it, having been in practice here in Racine for 20 years. You can call the Cabranes Law Office right now and make your first appointment with the attorneys there at 262-638-0529. Your first consultation is absolutely gratis. You know what gratis means, Melanie?
Free.
free. And if it's free, it's for me. We will continue the conversation on the other side with Attorney John Cabranes at 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Give us a call. Any legal question, any legal issue that you would like to discuss with Attorney John Cabranes is fair game. But first, we are going to hear from the great Tom Carco in this hour's news update. And speaking of the Wing House,
are you craving wings? Wingstop in Racine has you covered. Enjoy tasty
accumulation is about an inch out of this. Some places might get as much as three. High today 36, low tonight 29. Tomorrow the little storm should be gone, but the clouds may linger with a high about 35 degrees. And then for Christmas Day, cloudy, a little bit milder, a little rain, and wouldn't be surprised if some fog breaks out. High 38. It'll be milder on Monday, then colder Tuesday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you coincidentally by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during this show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices, LLC makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular legal issue. It is 22 minutes until 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. That means you're listening live. That means you should call Attorney John Cabranes with any question that you might have in a legal sense. 634-WRJN is the number to call to talk to Attorney John Cabranes. 634-9756. The phone lines are wide open right now. 634-9756. And now please welcome back to the microphones of WRJN, your radio friend, Attorney Jack Cabranes. How does John become Jack? I always wondered about that.
I was born in 1960. What else happened in 1960 that involved a John and a Jack?
There was that song, Jack and Diane?
No, that was John Cougar Mellencamp long after that.
Oh, that's right. No, John Kennedy was called Jack Kennedy.
Right.
But why? Do you have any idea?
No idea, but my my parents were big Democrats, and I was born just before Kennedy was elected, and I became John Cabranes, and I just been Jack ever since I can remember people calling my name.
But you have no idea how John becomes Jack.
No, not a clue. And, does it really matter?
It really does to me. Yeah. I wonder about these things. It's like, how does Edward become Ted Kennedy?
Well, I have no idea.
How does Robert become Bobby?
Or Dick.
It's a very good point. She's Melanie. She is.
Wow.
By the way, wow. Robert is not Dick. Richard is Dick.
Richard is Dick.
That's right. Actually the best one, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's, let's see, Rich. Well, at least it has an I in it and a C.
Right.
Yeah. Dick Nixon.
Yeah. And that's what you can say to people you don't know, Richard.
Dick Smothers.
Right.
What other Richards do we know? Dick Burton? Richard Burton?
I don't know that he would ever went by Dick.
Yeah, they called him Dick Burton, Dickie Burton. They? Yeah, sure.
I don't ever remember that, but I'm sure somebody did.
Proving that you're not as old as you thought you were.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We're having fun on the radio. We're also answering your legal questions at 634-WRJN. It's Attorney Jack / John Cabranes, 634-9756, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. We have our phone lines wide open to you. It is Friday before Christmas. You're listening live. You've got a legal question, or you know somebody who does, or maybe you have a legal story. And our previous caller, Jack, John, Sharing that story and then you being able to answer what she should have done, it helps listeners who don't call and who listen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no percentage in not cooperating with the cops. So, you know, if the cop wants you to get out of the car, get out of the car. Don't start arguing with the cop because, you know, you're just creating additional problems for yourself. The time to fight with the cop is not when you're on the street, because it's going to be your word against a cop's word. You want to let the facts speak. So if they want to pull you out of the car, let them pull you out of the car. They want to take you in for a breathalyzer test. That's fine. You just, you know.
But when that happens, excuse me, my throat is very dry. Clearly, I need a drink, Mel, obviously, of water. 634-WRJ, it is the number, 634-976.
But get him his rum chata.
What I was going to say was that you want to have the Cabranes Law Office on your speed dial in case something like that. You cooperate with the police.
You got to cooperate with
the police. And then you call 262-638-0529. That's the office number of the Cabranes Law Office. Operators will be standing by next week, but you can leave a message for your first complimentary consultation with the attorneys.
And just to going a little bit further on that cooperation part, never, ever, ever refuse, okay?
Because refuse a breathalyzer.
Refuse a breathalyzer.
I got a question about that after we take our caller. Caller, good afternoon. You are on the air with the attorney, John Cabranes. Good afternoon. What is going on today? It is Mercury retrograde.
It is.
Yeah. Do you know what a Mercury retrograde is?
I know what retrograde is, and I know what it is in terms of planets, but I don't know why that's important in my life.
Right, it is now actually very important in all the beautiful humans' lives, and Melanie hears me speak about it on the radio to ad nauseum, but it's actually a very real thing. You know how we have the full moon every month?
Mm-hmm.
The moon is always full. It just looks like it is full once a month. It's always full. It just appears to us once a month that it's full, and it has an effect when it's full. High tide.
Crazy people,
which, you know, that benefits your business, obviously.
Sometimes.
But once a quarter, we have Mercury retrograde, which started on, ironically, my birthday, December 19th, and runs for about 3 weeks. And what it appears is that the planet Mercury is retrograding from the Earth. It's not, but that's how it appears, just like the full moon appears to be full. And what this affects, as opposed to a high tide, is all things communication. So interpersonal communication, like communication with Mrs. Cabranes, that might be at a heightened sense of stress right now because you have certain responsibilities that clearly you have not been owning. This is why you did not bring me my booze. This is why we're not going out for the aforementioned promised cocktail. And this is why you should be aware of this. It affects all interpersonal communication and anything that has to do with communication. So like phone systems at radio stations, cell phones, computers, satellites, anything to do with that. Even my garage door did not work today. I usually just click the little opener in the gingerbread house. The door opens nicely. Nope, didn't work. Guy came out, fixed it. It was just a switch. It was just the switch needed to be re-tripped or the switch was tripped and I needed to reset it. $75 it cost me. Mercury retrograde.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that interesting?
That's an expensive retrograde.
It really was an expensive retrograde this time around. But anyway, it happens. It's going on until January 8th. It kind of wanes in and then it wanes out. I was telling a guy that I was dealing with online yesterday about it. And
your computer shut down.
No, I was dealing with, it was a computer company, it was an online service thing. What are you looking at, Mel?
The time.
What time is it?
1:45.
Which is just enough time to call Attorney John Cabranes at 634-WRJN. See, this is professional radio.
Oh, yeah.
You never see it on this side, do you? No. Melanie works in the office. She and Paige take charge of everything. 634-9756. Any question for Attorney John Cabranes of a legal nature, or perhaps you have an astrological question for me. 634-WRJN, 634-9756. It is the Cabranes Law Hour. So you were going to say, sir?
I have absolutely no idea what I was going to say, but that's okay.
Are you fascinated by the Mercury retrograde discussion?
I really wasn't.
You really weren't?
No, honest to God, I wasn't.
Well, it is actually important for people to know because we deal with issues of technology and communication all the time. And there's problems, obviously, all the time, but it's heightened at this time of year, and there's nothing you can do about it except just chill and realize it's Mercury retrograde. It's the Cabranes Law Hour. The number to call is 634-WRJN. Caller, you are on the air with Attorney John Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, am I on?
You are.
Okay, yeah, I'm Gary Newsbond. Some legal questions, you know, I probably would want to call in the office about or make an appointment. But basically, one and a half legal issue that this day happened that's not quite personal. I was stopped while I was driving on Monday night because my headlight was out, but what they told me to what they need in 10 days, that was taken care of. But also, I wasn't able to find my insurance card, and I do have insurance, but I do have a replacement card now. And between the police and the people in the station, they were unclear to me how I got to they did ask me for $10 or go to court when I was went to the drive through at the station. But the officer made it sound like to get it dropped, I have to go to court. So what does it mean now that I paid the $10?
I'm not sure why you paid.
My insurance card.
I'm not sure why you paid $10. Is it? Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Yes, I was.
Okay, I'm not sure what the $10 is for, because the no insurance ticket is much higher than that. But look, here's the thing. Once they issue a ticket, it's like filing a criminal complaint in court. If you don't show up to court, they're going to find you guilty, especially on a civil ticket. Okay. Now, there's two types of tickets, because there is a ticket that they give you sometimes if you've been, and I'm not saying that you did this. Okay. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that you were driving drunk. Okay. In both a civil and a criminal context, they'll give you a ticket. And one of them will say, OWI first offense, one of them will say OWI second offense. The second offense is a criminal charge. You have to show up to court. If you do not show up to court, they'll issue a bench warrant, they will arrest you, and they will drag you back to court. Okay? On the first offense, OWI, that's a civil ticket. And so what happens is, if you do not show up to court, they'll find you guilty in absentia, okay? And then what they'll do is they will then try to collect on that fine. So depending on what it is that they gave you, what ticket they gave you that was $10, it used to be that seatbelt tickets were $10. And so that's kind of why I'm wondering if you were wearing your seatbelt. But if they gave you a seatbelt ticket or some other type of ticket and you've paid it already, then you don't have to worry about it, because as long as it's a civil offense, because the worst that's going to happen is you don't show up to court, they're going to find you guilty, they're going to basically impose a fine, and usually that forfeiture actually will be the face value of the fine that's on the ticket, the forfeiture that's on the ticket, and as long as you've already paid that, then you don't need to worry about it. Now,
they said it was because of insurance.
Okay, but it's not a $10 ticket. Proof of no insurance.
Well, maybe I should come to court and show that I got insurance, right?
That's a very good idea, and I'll tell you.
Well, the officer told me a different court date than what it actually says there. So you, and it would probably be the municipal court. So you think maybe I should ask the municipal court if they have a court date and what date it is and time and all that?
I would do that, and I would also, if you look on the back of the ticket, okay. You will, or actually, depending on what kind of ticket you have, because if you have the white fax paper type ticket, it'll be on the bottom of the ticket. But there is a way that you can actually send in a not guilty by mail. And what will happen is they'll enter a not guilty plea for you on the date that you're supposed to appear, and then they'll schedule you for an appointment with the city attorney's office so that you can resolve that ticket. And I'll tell you, and I'm going to get in trouble by saying this, but it's the truth, and they all know it's the truth. Municipal courts are not about justice. Municipal courts are about separating you from your money. It's a revenue situation. And we used to have a municipal court judge here in Racine, Bob Michelson, who I liked very much, and he passed some years ago. But he was conscious of that, and he had, throughout the municipal court, he would have newspaper stories showing municipal court judges that had been removed because they were being too lenient on people. When you show up, they'll work with you. They'll reduce fines. They'll eliminate points. They'll do a lot of things to just separate you from your money. They'll do a dismissal with costs at times.
But caller, do you have a something to write with right now?
Yeah, let me make sure the pen works. Yeah.
Okay, it's 638-0529. That's the number for Attorney John Cabranes' office. Call them. Make an appointment.
Okay, let me write slowly. 638. What's the rest of it?
0529. 638-0529. Give them a call.
0529.
Yes, okay. And leave your name and phone number, and they will call you back, and then you can make an appointment for your first free consultation, and then we'll see if they can help you. Thanks a lot for calling, and Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you very much.
634-WRJN is the number. 634-9756. Caller, you are on the air with Attorney John Cabranes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and Merry Christmas to you. Hello.
Same to you. Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks for taking my call. So I don't really have any legal issues or trouble right now, but I did have a question regarding this.
Okay.
So you said earlier about how they can't necessarily pull you or convict you based on just the smell of alcohol or one factor, glossy eyes, whatnot. I was wondering, do they tend to, or if they do, maybe exaggerate the state of the person to convict someone? And if they did do that, would there be any way of knowing if they kind of made it up, like whether or not you actually did pass the sobriety test?
Well, I'm not going to paint all cops with the same brush because, you know, just like everybody else, there are some cops that'll play it straight. There are some cops that'll sort of tilt the scales of justice in their favor. As a general rule, they're fairly consistent, but there are the occasional cops that will exaggerate. Let's put it that way.
There's good cops. There's bad cops. You know, just like exactly. I mean, there might be even a bad attorney once in a while. There's no bad radio guys, of course.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah, yeah, you know, when you're talking about an OWI stop, most of these squads now have squad videos, and they're hooked up to the dashboard and face forward as a general rule, and the cops are wearing the microphone, wireless microphones on them that transmit to the camera. Okay, and so what will happen is when they do the field sobriety tests, they'll sort of move you around so that you're in front of their squad while they're doing the field sobriety test, so that the camera is recording what's happening. So if they want to exaggerate, they do that at their peril, because what happens is if they're doing those field sobriety tests and they're on their police report saying that you performed poorly and that's not showing up on the video, that's going to be an issue that you can bet is going to be a motion hearing in front of the judge, and you're going to try to basically suppress the tests that follow based on no probable cause to arrest, because those field sobriety tests are the probable cause to arrest. If it's not on the video, and unfortunately that kind of works both ways. I had a case some years ago where my guy, I think, performed relatively well on the field sobriety test.
What does that mean?
Well, there were some hiccups, but it wasn't well,
was
bad.
He was hicking up?
No, there was
smelling of booze while he was. That's a sure sign you've had too much to drink. You got the hiccups.
Well, you know the reason that the cop originally allegedly stopped him was that he believed that he saw him drinking a beer while he was rolling down the road, mm-hmm. and that was the reasonable suspicion to make the stop. They never found the beer, okay. But the problem is that when we ordered the squad video. And we're looking at the squad video. As the cop is getting out of his car, you remember the squad video is now parked behind the van. As the cop is getting out of his car, you can see very clearly a can of beer, what appeared to be a can of beer, let me put it that way, flying out the front passenger window. So sometimes,
and they never retrieved said can of beer?
My recollection is they did not. Okay, but it sure looked like a can of beer flying out that window. So
that reminds me of the Lorena Bobbitt story and the John Bobbitt story. She threw something else out her window, but they found that.
Yes, they did, and they reattached it.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
You know what we're talking about, caller?
You don't want to know. Trust me.
You're young. Melanie doesn't know either. You guys are young. We're old.
I'm old.
But search it. Thanks a lot for calling, and Merry Christmas. Really appreciate it.
Yes, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We still got a couple minutes left if you want to find out what Lorena Bobbitt and John Bobbitt were all about, or to ask any legal question of Attorney John Cabranes from the Cabranes Law Office, 634-WRJM. That is the number to call. We're live the Friday before Christmas, a couple minutes before 2 o'clock, 634-9756. If you have a question I'm going to just call him Jack Cabranes. That's what I'm going to do. He's the attorney for over two decades in Racine, specializing in traffic law, including OWIs. I must say, John and Melanie, I am shocked and dismayed that this pretty much entire show has focused on drinking and driving on Christmas weekend. I don't understand why.
Well, I imagine that. something tells me that next Friday we'll have a similar conversation.
You're going to be very busy this next week, aren't you, leading into New Year's?
Actually, you know, the busy part starts about mid-January, because when they write the tickets now, they're writing those tickets from mid to the end of January. Mm-hmm. So that's when all the court appearances are. And interestingly enough, most people don't bother talking to a lawyer until just right before the first court.
Because people pretty much procrastinate on everything.
Yeah.
Even if they're facing an OWI.
Yeah. And just remember, folks, I mean, if this happens to you, I mean, you know, there are a lot of really good people that screw up and make a mistake. It does not make you a bad person because you got pulled over for OWI. There are consequences, and those consequences can be significant. So, you're probably better off at least talking to a lawyer and getting somebody to assess your case. And remember always that at Cabranes Law Offices, for 20 years, we have given free initial consultations. So just bring us a ticket. You're not going to have the police reports in all likelihood at the time, but you can sit down. We can have a conversation. We'll give you about a half hour of free initial consultation. And based on what you tell us, you know, we can make some, we can have some idea of where we're going to head off and in what direction we're going to head off. And then we can tell you what you can expect. Or you can go to court on your own and suffer whatever consequences may come. The unfortunate truth is that OWIs, forget about what a lawyer is going to charge you. Your insurance is going to go through the roof. You're going to lose your license for a minimum of 6 months. There are all kinds of associated consequences. You're going to have to pay reinstatement fees. There are all kinds of other, you're going to have to pay huge fines.
It's such a hassle. It's so much easier than to take advantage of the Wisconsin Tavern League program, to call one of the car services, to have a designated driver, or just not go anywhere. You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars and the hassle on top of it.
Oh yeah, no, but again, you know, there are some people that no matter how much you tell them take a designated driver. I mean, you see them in the news every once in a while. Somebody gets pulled over for 8th offense drunk driving, 9th yeah. offense drunk driving, things like that. Those people, you can't talk to those people. They're going to go out, they're going to drink, and they don't really give a crap, excuse my language, about whether
that's
or not, whether or not you, they're putting everybody's life in danger. On the other hand, you know, you have some people who are at a dinner party with friends or stuff like that. You have a couple of cocktails, and you feel perfectly fine. And that alcohol doesn't start to hit you until you're halfway home. And then you realize, maybe you don't, that you're in trouble. You know, two different types of people. There are, and you know, we fight hard for both of you, okay? But the reality is that my talking to you today about this, it's going to be, it falls on deaf ears on some of you, because you're going to do it anyway. And I just ask that the other ones that go out think about it. Because you know what? It's not the drunk driving that's the problem. It's what happens if you get into an accident and you kill somebody or you hurt somebody. Because now you're talking felony drunk driving charges, either felony vehicular homicide, operating a motor vehicle causing great bodily harm, operating a motor vehicle causing physical injury. You know, there's all kinds of bad things that can happen when you get in behind the wheel of a car, and I just don't want that for any of you.
And on that very positive note, Merry Christmas, Happy Festivus, Happy Hanukkah. Any big plans, Mel, for the big weekend?
Just with friends and family, basically.
Yeah, a lot of drunk driving in the plans.
Oh, there'll be drinking, but no drunk driving.
Just make sure you give him Attorney Cabranes' number just in case.
Oh, definitely.
262-638-0529. That is the number of the law offices of the Cabranes Law Attorneys. 262-638-0529. Always good to see you. I didn't even get to my point about mm-hmm. drunk driving, nor next week we have to talk about my niece. That is in jail right now for homicide. Yep.
Ooh.
Attempted homicide. Yeah, that was an intense. And it is intense.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah.
And we can also talk about, you know, how growing old sucks.
you deal with criminal defense issues too, don't you? We will talk to you next week. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend WRJN.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
A resolution on Israel, a warning about the holidays. I'm Ann Cates. The United Nations Security Council has a